Ah, there you go. Zoom has started a new thing where it announces that a meeting is being recorded. So that was the greeting to everybody at shift tonight. I didn't know that it was going to do that. So good evening, everybody, to Shift Church. My name's Tim Carter, and I've got some folk with me here on shift tonight, which is lovely. I'm feeling a little bit weird because I. For the first time since Shift Church started, I wasn't on the screen last week. David was doing it, and I actually took part by watching from our sofa, which felt interesting. It was good to be on that side of the screen. But it also means that this week I'm not quite sure. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing again because I've got to remember it all. But anyway, I'm sure we'll muddle through. So it's great to have you with us, whether you're watching live on Facebook. Catching up later on Facebook or YouTube or the podcast. And who have we got with us this evening? Say hello, Emily.
Hi, Emily, and hi, everybody at home.
And say good evening, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, and everybody at home.
Lynn has done particularly well to get with us this evening because her computer was playing up.
Yeah, just made it, but it took 15 minutes.
Well, just as well you started 15 minutes ago then, because otherwise it would just have been me and Emily, and that would have
Exactly.
We'd have missed you. But it's nice to have you with us. And you folks joining at home. Now, this evening, we're kind of looking at the Pentecost story. And in the Pentecost story, there's lots of languages. So I thought, how many languages can we say hello in between us?
Bonjour.
Well done. One,
Guten Tag.
two,
Oh, I should know Dutch, but I can't.
Borada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What else we got?
Ni hao.
We should know sign language, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah.
Hello.
So on the stream, how many we need you to add your hellos in different languages? I can do. What else can I do? Buenos dias.
Hola.
Hola. Buenos dias.
Salut. Salut.
Yeah, I don't know if that doubles up with bonjour as covering French. First time since Shift Church started. Oh, someone's got their phone on. We're getting.
Well, it's me, I suppose. To...
Yeah, no, you need to turn the volume down. Otherwise, we get it twice. We don't need
I
that.
know, I'm trying to, I'm trying to.
What else have we got? Hamjambo. That's Swahili.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa, Liz Nash says. That's a
Konnichiwa.
good one.
From Ali.
I am the. I am the least
Hola.
like talented person in these things.
Hasn't Fraser taught you Gaelic? Hello in Gaelic.
No.
I should know Dutch, but I don't. I'm sorry.
If we'd have prepped for this well, I've actually got a children's book with them all in, but never mind.
Oh no, that would be
Yeah.
cheating. This has to
Yeah,
be.
if you let us know about
And they
it.
ran away and find it and then
I
sound really
knew.
clever later on.
I did German at school. I should know, shouldn't I?
No, we've had that. We had good
Guten
enough.
Morgen. There you go.
That means good evening.
It does. You see, Emily had already provided German.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. We've now got
Missed
good
that
day and
one.
good evening. And guten Morgen, that's good morning. There you are, all three in German. There you go. Anyone else got anything on the stream?
I did know Greek because we went to Rhodes and they used to say every when you went to breakfast and when you went in.
It's Kalihimera.
That's it, Kalimara. Kalimara Liz has come up with hola again.
I thought calamari was something made with squid.
Don't know. It's Kali something.
No, I think you're
They
right.
said one to you in the morning, one to
Kalimari
you.
is definitely squid.
Oh, that's
So.
right, yeah.
You sounded, I think you sounded so confident when you said it, Tim. We just believed you. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is my basic approach to languages, is you kind of just go in very confidently. And my other thing is that generally, if you've learned hello in quite a lot of countries, they'll then, if you say hello in not very good, whatever it is, they'll then reply to you in perfect English. And as long as you've kind of made an effort.
Google Translator has a lot to answer for, I find.
It does. It does. There you go. Anyway, yes, so lots of gifts of languages at Pentecost to proclaim the works of God. Well, I'm just saying hello, but anyway. So, We're going to make a proper start in a minute. It's great to have you with us. If you'd like to, we've already referenced the comment stream. If you'd like to join in the conversation, ask questions, make comments, put prayer requests, talk to each other on the comment stream live, feel free to do that. That would be lovely. And if you're watching later or listening to the podcast and you want to contribute, do send me an email. Send me an email. I'm not going to be here for the next week. So send David an email at david@allsaints-wellington.org. And because I'm not here next week, we did think we might not be able to do Shift Church next week. But actually, David said he is here, so he's going to do it. So there will be Shift Church next week. We're not taking a break, which we thought we might have to. So if you want to have comments on this week or next week, email David, david@allsaints-wellington.org. But this evening we're continuing our Do You Know Him thing, thinking about who Jesus is and thinking particularly about Jesus as the one who is with us by his Spirit. And we're just going to take a moment now to take a breath, to calm our thoughts and our minds and just ask, Father God, would you help us to be aware of Jesus' presence with us by the Holy Spirit. And we've got a psalm video that would just help us concentrate on God and his presence with us this evening. Here we go.
I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your feet go out from under you. He who watches over you will not sleep. Listen.
Roll to the end here.
He who watches over Israel will not close his eyes or sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your safe cover at your right hand. The sun will not hurt you during the day, and the moon will not hurt you during the night. The Lord will keep you from all that is sinful. He will watch over your soul. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, now and forever.
I love that psalm.
That's lovely. I was struck as I was listening to it. It reminded me of a fact that I am personally way more scared of man-made structures than natural ones. So like all those things in the video, like the ones involving cars and like man-made stuff, I'm like, oh, I hate those. Can't stand on the top level of the Symphony Hall. Hate it. But if you stick me on a mountaintop, absolutely fine. It doesn't matter what the drop is on a cliff top, absolutely fine. So yeah, I don't know if that says something about me or my trust. So yeah, so weird, isn't it?
It is.
It's your connection to the natural world.
Maybe.
Maybe it is.
I'm sure somebody could psychoanalyze it for me.
So let's continue with a couple of Bible readings. What are we having tonight? Remind
me. I'm doing John 1.
I've got the first one, I think. I've got Romans 8. So yeah.
Okay, let's have Romans 8 then.
Okay, so I'm reading Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 27. So if anyone's flicking through their Bible and looking for it because they want to read along, Romans is at the back of the Bible in the New Testament, just after the Gospels. You get Acts and then you get Romans. So yeah, which I was looking through one of my Bibles thinking, I've read this and underlined a lot of Romans. I think I really like a lot of Romans. Don't know. But there you go. So it's Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 27. Does that sound right, Tim? Okay. For we know that all creation has been groaning in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we believe also, we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of the future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows that the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will.
Great stuff. Thank you. And Lynn, are you reading from John's Gospel for us?
Yeah, it's John 15. I believe it's John 15, verse 26 to 16. 15, was that right?
Yes.
All right, okay. Starting at chapter 15, verse 26 then. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. There you go. So two very different reflections on the work of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to have another reflection here, kind of flowing out of those and flowing out of some of the other scriptures about the Holy Spirit that Caroline shared on Sunday for the first time. We're going to have another look at it and then a bit of a chat about it. So if, as we're going through this, if you've got questions or comments, do put them in the comment stream and we'll address them when we're talking afterwards. Here we go.
I was just thinking when we were singing that song, You know, if the Spirit broke out and we saw the cloud or the fire, how great would it be? We would know he was with us, wouldn't we? We would see the stuff and know for sure it was going on. we have different thing, don't we? We have Jesus with us. We have Jesus in us. And we, in the end, are the cloud and the fire for other people, aren't we? So the disciples. So we had the wind, we had the fire. And there's some lovely... Have you seen the banners today? The banner today. Isn't it beautiful? All that fire. It's really cool. And there was one other thing that was going on. There was wind, there was fire, there was waiting. They were waiting. How long have we waited for things? Sometimes a long time. Sometimes we get bored of waiting and we try and make the thing happen. And sometimes we see the thing that should have happened, like, behind us. And we're just like, oh, why didn't I wait? It would have been better. But anyway, waiting, it's tough. It's hard, isn't it? But those disciples, they were waiting in that room. They heard the wind. They didn't feel the wind. They heard the wind. They saw the fire on their heads. Nobody got burned. There was fire, but nobody got burned. And then they knew that that was what it was they were waiting for. They knew that the Spirit had landed on them. This is what Jesus had been talking about. This is what he was trying to get across to them. This was that. The disciples and his friends were so excited. They ran out into the street and they were all speaking different languages. Like I think it was Beth said earlier about... It was Scarlett saying about the different languages. Yeah, they were all speaking different languages. And that day, it was a crazy day in Jerusalem. It was a day of celebration, and loads of Jews from all over the world had arrived to celebrate. I can't remember what it was. I think it's Shavuot. Am I right, Tim? I don't know. Yeah, something like that. It's a Jewish festival. So they were all from all over, and they all spoke different languages. The disciples tumbled out of that room, and they were speaking different languages. And everybody understood what they were saying. They were prophesying. They were telling people who they were in God. And over 3,000 people got converted that day because they waited. Because they waited. Which is really cool, isn't it? God did a lot that day. An awful lot. I guess he does a lot most days. But we don't notice it, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So... how do we know that we are spiritual enough to have the presence of God within us? I mean, would it be better if we were a little smarter? I don't know. What do you think? Who can I? I used to tie one every day. I'm sure I can still do it. Yes. There we go. I can be smart. See? I think if I was smarter, I think I might be a better person to, you know, have the presence of God within me. How do I look? Do I look okay? Yeah, I'm looking good, I think. I think, you know, even if I put the jacket on, maybe the Spirit would come and I could be one of those really spiritual people. One of those people who, you know, that just the Spirit embodies. Maybe it would make me more sensible as well if I dress properly. Come on, Caroline, you can grow up. Be the right person, dress tidily, do better in school. I mean, I never heard that, honestly. Not that it rings in the back of my head. Maybe if I drove more carefully and I didn't, you know, get a speeding ticket, not that I have, or anyway, maybe if I was one of those people who could pray out loud, or sing beautiful worship songs really beautifully. Maybe the Spirit would enter me then. Maybe I could be a more spiritual person and I would hear more of God. Do you think this is right? Am I right? What did Harriet say earlier? Harriet read, didn't she, that young men and daughters and sons, everybody will have visions of who God is and hear from him. So... that means the young, we've got them here, they can hear God. Did you know that, young people? You can hear God. Old people, I won't mention any names. Poor people, rich people, stressed people, happy people, Funny people, silly people, anxious people, calm people, loud people, quiet people, jumpy and sad. Yeah, you can be just who you are. You don't have to be this kind of thing. I wonder, are you getting it yet? Yeah, hope so. I heard a story about a paramedic saving someone's life the other day. They found the man on the street, struggling for breath and in lots of pain, and quickly he became unconscious. The paramedic got out his defibrillator, stripped open the man's shirt and attached the paddles and shocked him back to life, and the man survived. That was cool. When he came round in hospital, did he say, "Oh, do you know what? It's a good job I'd read up on how to be saved by a paramedic that morning, because otherwise, I mean, where could I have been?" Or do you think he said, "I fell just in the right way for them to attach the paddles and bring me back to life"? Or do you think he said, "I wore that shirt on purpose. I knew something was going to come, and they could undo it really fast. It was with poppers and not buttons, and then I wasn't hindered, and they saved me"? Do you think he said that? He probably didn't. He probably just said, "Thank you for saving me." You see, we can't help them do what they do, can we? We can't even save ourselves by learning to use the paddles on our own chests. I think Mel Gibson might have done it in a movie once, maybe brought himself. I don't know. I've definitely seen something like that. But who has a handy defibrillator when they need one? Nobody. The paramedic knows what to do. They're trained to do it. And their one objective is to save people's lives, not unlike Jesus. Little bit. We can practice with the Holy Spirit to get better at recognizing him, but there's nothing else we can do to make the Holy Spirit come close to us. He's already here. He knows us. He loves us. We just have to be there for him to work through us. Do you know that? Do you know him? We've got a bit of a story now from a real life story now from Tim and Kimberly, if they're ready. I guess you won't need this step.
I don't. Sorry, Kimberly. Probably just as well. We're going to have to do a dance around the microphone. That's all right. So, I wasn't having a great week, and I woke up on Wednesday morning having had a lousy night's sleep, earlier than I normally wake up. Oh, Samuel's coming to say hello as well. Great. And I felt anxious and overwhelmed and quite depressed, and I didn't know how I was going to get through the day. Just felt rubbish. And had my prayer time in the morning and just said, "God, well, I just feel rubbish today." So, what was happening in your prayer time, Kimberly?
So, I was on my way to swimming lessons with Samuel, and I just really felt like instead of talking to myself in my head, I should pray. So I thought, I'll pray for the staff team. That's a good place to start. So I was praying, and as soon as I started praying for Tim, I had a really clear picture, and it just wouldn't go out of my head until I sent him a message to share with him that picture.
So there was I at lunchtime, and I got this message from Kimberly. "Hey, I hope the day's going okay. One, I was praying for you earlier. I had a picture of you completely surrounded, so no one could see you, by something like a massive one of those white vicar robes that I don't know the name of. I had the sense that God was saying, he's got you, and the cover was him protecting you. Just thought I'd share in case you needed to hear that today. I hope you're okay. Smiley face." How do you think that landed with me? It was a turning point in my week. The day was actually going okay, but actually that sense of God having cared enough for me to tell Kimberly, because I could have had that picture, but then the state I was in, I would just be like, "Well, I'm making that up." But for Kimberly to have sent it to me, and then I thought, you know what, I can encourage Kimberly back, because unbeknownst to Kimberly, I had sent a message to David that morning while I was when I was having my prayer time saying, would you pray for me today? I'm having a really tough day. And then I could send a copy of that. Well, actually, I asked you to look at David's phone, didn't I? And say, this is an affirmation for you that you heard right, because you didn't know, but that's how I was feeling. So I could encourage Kimberly back. And how did you feel when you got that encouragement back?
Encouraged. I always get a bit worried about sharing things in case it doesn't really sit right with them. To get that back from Tim, I was like, oh yeah, that's really, really encouraging. It's definitely going to encourage me to do it more.
They didn't tell us that story for you all to feel sorry for Tim and send him a million emails going, oh, I didn't know you suffered, and stuff like that. We're grown-ups. Let's just be cool about this. Let's just pray for each other, and let's just not hamper each other. And because it's prophecy in the end, and there's some rules about prophecy. I've done a course. I know the rules. It's always brief. It's always caring. It's always kind, always humble, and it's always bold. So all Kimberly needed to do was send that short little message and be bold enough to take that courage to do that.
Welcome back to live, folk on the stream, and to Emily and Lynn. So yeah, I wonder what kind of thoughts were sparking for you as we were reading the Bible passages, as we were listening to Caroline, and we'll have a chat about it on screen, but if you've got questions or comments, put them on the comment stream, we'll pick them up and we'll try and weave them into the conversation. Any thoughts?
I think what I like about it is that I grew up in a fairly traditional church, if you know what I mean, and a church where possibly you didn't really, it was very British, I would say. And you will know what I mean if you are British. You know, we have tea and biscuits after church, you know, nothing exciting happens at church. It's always the same every day. And I don't think I really understood what the Holy Spirit was for a really long time, even though I was a Christian, because I don't know if it was covered in my Sunday school or talked about or really that these supernatural things could happen. So I like the fact that it's for everybody, if that makes sense, because I thought growing up that was just something that happened in Black Pentecostal churches. So yeah, and that was my experience of it for a really long time. So and certainly as I've explored it more and matured in my faith, I've discovered that it's not a scary thing, it's not a bad thing, it's something that I've experienced myself, the Holy Spirit, and you know, it's a positive thing, really. I think it is available for everybody. And I think that's the real key message that I like about Caroline's, because I'm sure there will be some people there that are a bit like me and grew up in a really traditional church and thinking, you know, we don't do the Holy Spirit here in our tea and biscuit lounge. So that's what just struck me about it.
That's really helpful. What about you, Lynn? Anything particular strike you?
I come from a sort of diametrically different experience to Emily. I came to Christ as a sort of Baptist or something, I suppose. But for more than 20 years, I was the wife of a Pentecostal minister. And so I was in a Pentecostal church. And so the Holy Spirit was something that was talked about and prayed about all the time. And then to go into the Anglican church was a bit of a culture shock. I thought, what's it going to be like? Yeah, I know. I can see Tim laughing there. But he discovered that the Anglican church is also full of fantastic spiritual people. And it does vary. There are churches like Emily's talking about, and there are churches like All Saints where there are people who are really free to worship and speak forth with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I don't feel self-conscious about putting my hands in the air to worship or anything. Yeah. The comments coming through are that people were touched by your testimony, and you and Kimberly, your testimonies, if you like.
Yeah.
And I must admit, that's the first time I heard it, and I was too. Charlotte says that she's yet to experience the Holy Spirit, but she looks forward to it when it happens.
Well, I think as well, that idea, like, I think probably I may have experienced the Holy Spirit before, I just didn't realise it was him. Do you know what I mean? I think sometimes, like, maybe we're not giving God credit for the things that is happening around us or going on.
I think that's pretty true. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm not belittling what Charlotte's saying at all. That might be her experience of life. But I think looking back, the Holy Spirit probably was happening around me. I just didn't give it credit for it. And was happening in the lives of people around me as well. But maybe I just, didn't recognize it, and it took some exploring of what the Holy Spirit is to actually find out, you know, just to explore it and find out what does it mean, what is it, what are the gifts, you know, actually dive a bit deeper into it. And I probably did that through life group. I think that was my introduction, and then through doing Alpha and actually leading Alpha, and then having to pray for people that they received the Spirit. That was really weird, but the Spirit led me in that, so that was fine. I just followed what Alpha said, and they said, if you pray for the Spirit to come to you, then you'll be able to give it to the people. So I thought, right, I've never done this before, I'll give it a go. And lo and behold, they turned up. I just find that amazing. So yeah, lo and behold, God turned up, filled me with the Spirit, and then other people did as well. So, you know, so that was a really, like, joyous event in my life. But yeah, but I do think it takes a while to, like, explore it and really dive a bit deeper. You can't cover it in one session, that's what I would say.
No.
And I think it took me about a couple of years to really, you know, understand what was happening. And sometimes things would happen to me as well. I remember once I was going to church, really didn't want to go. For whatever reason, I didn't want to go, but I'd arranged to meet someone there. And on the way, I just started crying and floods of tears. And it was an evening celebration, you know, so it wasn't like, and it was quite, it was one about the Holy Spirit. It's Ignite, actually. And I really didn't want to go. And I just felt it. And then I realized that this was the Holy Spirit actually releasing me, if that makes sense, all that tension, and I didn't even know what I was crying about, like just releasing all that tension. And I really enjoyed Ignite then, was free to worship, so that was great. But it's funny how the Spirit does things that maybe we wouldn't even realize. So
interesting question from Sarah on the stream. What do people see or feel when they encounter the Holy Spirit?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, toughy there.
I mean, my experience of that is really variable, personally, and also talking to other people. Is that it's almost as personal as people are, because the Holy Spirit knows you as an, and that kind of makes sense to me, because the Holy Spirit knows you as an individual. So it makes sense that that relationship is an individual and a personal relationship, so it'll be different things. What about you?
I think there have been times in my life where I've experienced him differently. I think, like I said, when I first started it, maybe maturing in my faith, I felt it as an unlocking process. So it was very emotional. It was almost like unlocking what was happening or some of the stress and anxiety maybe I was carrying on my relationships. So it was very much like that. So it was a very emotional experience for me. But I think recently it's been a lot more gentle. More recently, it's been just about that feeling that I need to pray about something or I need to do something. And it's just been a lot more gentler than that. Mm. So I think it can be different for different people. So
I'm having a lot of answers coming through on the stream. Peace, sense of peace, heaviness, holiness, shivers in a joyful way, a purple haze.
I know a friend of mine, she always gets hot hands, so she always has hot hands as well. She feels like so parts of her body warm up.
There's many answers if you've got people in, really.
This is, I think, where we started.
When we did a course at All Saints, didn't we? Was it in 2019 where we were listening for the God's voice or the Holy Spirit?
Hmm.
Do you remember that? And I went to that and I was stood next, and you were supposed to pray for this person for a message for this person, right? And everybody in the room was supposed to go. And I was like praying for this person, and what I heard was like the faintest piece of music you have ever heard, right? And I'm like, I had to listen three times because I was like, I am not convinced this is just not the radiator ticking over. Do you know what I mean? I was like, this is ridiculous. So I'd clear this from my mind and then I'd listen again. And it was this faintest. All right. So I gave this message. I said, I don't know if this is right, but this is what I heard. And it turned out the person next to me was heavily involved in worship music. And she's like, that was her entire world. And I was like, she was like, that makes so much sense. And I was like, okay. Because I'm not a musical person in the slightest, so it was really quite strange experience. So for me that time it was a piece of music because it was for the person next to me.
I do remember that evening, actually. I think it was an Ignite evening. I think it was, or it might have been a day we did.
It was a New Wine Day course, I think, the whole day. So, yeah.
I remember. And I think it's probably just worth recapping those things that Caroline was kind of referring to, having been on the course and that kind of thing, is that the kind of way we get more confident in this stuff is to create the space and be willing to listen and then be willing to speak. But we can offer things in a way which lowers the temperature, if you like. So we can say, just like you said, Emily, I'm not sure if this is right or if this makes any sense, but I offer you this piece of music. Or as Kimberly in her message to me said, not sure if this is right, but just had this image of you. Does it make any sense? So we can offer things kind of gently and humbly and not like, God has said to me that X, Y, or Z, where it puts a lot of pressure on you, but it also puts a lot of pressure on the person receiving it. But actually, if we offer things humbly and gently, then it gives people permission to say, yes, that makes sense, or I'm not sure about that, I'll go away and think about it.
I think All Saints is good in interpersonal relationships, if you like, in that, I would say most of us would feel free, or even if perhaps we're personally a bit shy, we'll feel able to approach people to say, you know, I've got something for you, or I think I've got something for you. Mm. And there's no sort of culture of fear or authority, over authority, if you like. You know, that I would say the staff and the congregation are approachable. Which goes a long way to, you know, welcoming. So you feel you can say something, you feel you can confide in someone.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So thinking about taking it home, how do we kind of encourage it? Because as Caroline said, it's for the old and the young. How do we encourage our youngsters to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit and to experience Jesus with them through the presence of the Holy Spirit?
I think it's really important to, certainly for me in our household, we've got a very young daughter. So I think it's very important for her to know that she can hear God's voice. Mm-hmm. And there are tools of doing this. Like I've watched them in Parent in Faith, and I can tell you now, there's no way I can get my small child to sit down for 2 minutes and say, listen to God with me. That ain't gonna happen. But I have to say, it's just, some people have. And I remember when we went to New Wine, they did that in their little group, and they came back with a little note that said Jesus was asked to listen to God's voice, and God asked her to be her friend, you know, and the messages that they will hear will be for them. And that was clearly a message for her, for God, which was lovely, if that makes sense. So
I think kids are a lot more receptive, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's when we get to be adults, we get hung up on the theology a bit.
So I think just to know that it's an option for children, and just don't, just if you do think that God is, that God is, if they feel that God is talking to them, don't be dismissive of it, if that makes sense. Almost encourage them to it. But like with any of these things, I think, as Lynn was saying before, it's always worth, if you think you've experienced something, to talk it over with another Christian or another friend. Just to say, well, I think this is what I've heard, or this is what's happening, what should I do with it? You know, whether it's the person that, you know, the message was meant for, or just, you know, you want to say, I've had this really weird feeling. Because always the gift of interpretation doesn't always come with the gift of the voice, if that makes sense. So that's true, one of the things to remember as well, I think, in the rules, is that the gift of interpreting God's will is almost a gift in itself. So yeah, the two don't always go together.
Yeah. And there are some interpersonal relationship things which I won't say never, but if someone comes up to you and says, God's told me I've got to marry you. And if you think you've had a word from God that somebody is pregnant, that is not...
No.
For you to go up to them and say, I think you're pregnant. Or to tell them what the name of their child ought to be.
Those rules that Caroline gave us were really important, weren't they? You know, yeah. Be kind, be gentle with it. You know, always put "I think" on there. You know, and sometimes messages aren't meant to be shared either, I don't think. I've certainly had messages about that really personal about people, and I've decided not to share them. And I think God actually told me this isn't the right time to share it. So,
but actually, it can then inform your prayers for that person.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to wind up the conversation there. If you've got thoughts, if you're listening on the podcast or not been live with us, still want you to be able to be part of the conversation. So do feel free to email David, who will weave them into next week, david@allsaints-wellington.org. And we're going to put a piece of music on for us to listen to. And why not take this opportunity to say, Holy Spirit, is there anything you want to be telling me tonight? And if there's anything that you feel strongly that comes through that you want to share, you perhaps put it in the comment stream, perhaps email us, or share it in the Facebook group. Anyway, just see what the Spirit says to you and find a way of sharing it if that's appropriate. And then straight out of this, I think, Emily, have you got some prayers for us?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. Good. Right. Let's do that then. Now it's going to be a little minute. Just talk amongst yourselves. Here we go. Okay.
There's a nice comment on the comment stream from Liz that her son quite often, it tells her that she's hearing the Holy Spirit, which I think is awesome. Or hearing God's voice, which is awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah. Right, I am now ready, so we're going to share this.
Spirit breaker, break our walls down. Spirit breaker, heaven come down. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder, let the earth react in praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder, let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit breaker, break our walls down. Spirit breaker,
So, hi Lynn. So our prayers this morning, today, I've based on Romans 8, verse 26. And as I was reading it from the message, which inspired me, it just said, "Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. And if we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in us. And for us, making prayers out of wordless sight and our aching groans." So that kind of inspired me. So it starts off, we're just gonna follow our normal pause, rejoice, ask and yield, but start with just asking the Holy Spirit to come alongside us. Come, Holy Spirit, and be alongside. Come, Holy Spirit, and be alongside me as I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and be alongside me as I pray. Lord, who is our Father, who gave us his only Son, who sent his Holy Spirit to be alongside us, you are awesome and worthy of our praise. You are a King who is mighty and powerful and yet so generous in nature to give us access to your Holy Spirit. Thank you for this gift. And so we ask that the Holy Spirit fall afresh on the places in this world, that it seeks out those places and governments and politicians and communities which need to be remade in the kingdom. We particularly pray for the vaccine and for it to be shared and for fairer access for others around the world.
I ask for each of us who are listening, taking part in Shift Church, who are part of this, that we will have a new and deeper experience of your Holy Spirit. You'll draw us deeper in, into a deeper knowledge of Jesus with us by his Spirit. That'll encourage us and give us confidence. Amen.
We ask that the Holy Spirit stirs our hearts for compassion for our communities and neighbours, so that we may greet them in its need, not with fear or indifference, but with a generous heart. We particularly lift up the communities and volunteers who can meet again in the UK and pray that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, will be working with them to bear fruit in our communities. We ask that this Holy Spirit stirs the hearts for our friends and our family. And we lift them up to you now. Those we know need your Spirit to come alongside them. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our needs even before I do. So I ask you for the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on those listening to Shift Church. Search their hearts and provide the gifts they need to draw closer to you. So I ask for those listening that the Spirit brings you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that is freely given to those who need it. Lord, we ask that your Spirit stir in us to bring about your kingdom and your will, not our own. We give that over to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emily.
No problem.
Good. Any final prayer requests or comments off the stream as we kind of head towards the end? Don't have to be. That's all good. Yeah, so if there are things that come up for you in the week and you'd like it, don't want to have to wait till next week, you do. We have got the Facebook group, which is running now. So if you're part of that, you can put prayer requests on that or start conversations or message us through it. If you're not part of that and you'd like to be, just drop us a message on Facebook and we'll send you an invite. And we can do that.
Yeah, and as I said, I think the Holy Spirit is such a big topic. We can't cover it in one session. So if somebody does have a question or they just want to ask, their Facebook page is a really good way of doing that, or message one of the leaders through that. If you don't want to make it that public, but the Facebook page is very small, very intimate. So, you know, and you'll get more than one person's opinion, which is quite nice sometimes. So yeah.
Everybody says lovely prayers, Emily.
Thank you.
From the stream.
They're not written by me, they're written by the Spirit, definitely. It's not my forte. I always shy away from doing the prayers. So as the leaders of Shift Church will know. So I draw on the Holy Spirit, definitely. So yeah.
Good. Well, you have to be open to it. And it's funny that, I mean, yeah, without starting off down another rabbit hole of what the Holy Spirit does, because we could be here all night if we do that. But sometimes actually, the things we're good at, we can almost get away without asking the Holy Spirit to help us, because we just do it because we're good. We can do it because we're good at it. It's actually sometimes the things that we're not so confident about or don't feel we're so naturally good at, actually give space for the Holy Spirit to do something really good.
We know that God meets us in our weaknesses, don't we?
There you are. You see, it's like almost.
He often makes use of those things, and that's the Holy Spirit working in us. So yeah.
Absolutely, it's almost like God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit are of the same character.
Wow, there's another Shift Church, wasn't it?
That's another whole year's sermons. Well, I'm waiting for the one where Tim's going to weave in the DeLorean into his sermons.
No, probably not. For those of you who are not physically based in Wellington, that won't make any sense at all. As part of the opening up of Wellington Town Centre, we had the actual DeLorean from Back to the Future in Wellington Town Centre. It was all very exciting. People went and took selfies with it and everything at the weekend. So there you go.
And Liz got a photo taken.
Liz got a photo taken. And actually, sorry, just talking about Father, Son, Holy Spirit and a series of sermons. It's Trinity Sunday this coming Sunday. And I have managed to go on holiday. So I've managed to give that to somebody else. And Shift Church will be thinking about it next week. And David's doing that as well. So
we will be doing the Trinity. So yeah, so there is another Shift Church in that.
Absolutely. Right. We're going to make an end. Lovely to spend some time with you. Yes. Say good night, Lynn.
Good night.
Say good night, Emily.
Good night. Hope everyone sleeps well and has a nice restful peace. That's what we want, isn't it?
Indeed. Oh, Lynn's gone. Bye bye.